Zoomer Radio and music royalty, the Beatles, Bruce Springsteen on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Let's focus on the real royals. The Queen's 96th birthday is today, and her Platinum Jubilee is coming up in June. Zoomer Magazine, everythingzoomer.com, your source for all things royal. Happy to welcome back editor-in-chief and publisher Suzanne Boyd. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Suzanne. 96 birthdays are special occasions for anyone who lives this long. But Suzanne, how special is this day for the Queen and her legacy?
Well, Prince Harry just said that she is getting a bit bored of birthdays because she's had so many of them. But we think it's very special. It's really an important birthday just because of the longevity. And she has been a model of longevity, very active all up into her 90s until really recently when she's had mobility problems. And as you said, it's the 70th, her 70th year on the throne, which is the longest there's been anybody on the British throne. So, but there is still a sense of her winding down, like she's putting her affairs in order. You know, with the succession, the statement she just made about that Camilla should be queen. And so there's a sense that this is could be the last big jubilee. So this is why this birthday is so important and this year as well. It's the last time people feel that we can really celebrate everything she's done.
And let's talk about the popularity of the royal family. We know the Queen is still hugely popular, isn't she?
Yes, and that's really the crux of the matter. She has massive personal popularity. I mean, it dipped in the 90s after everything that happened with Princess Diana. In 1992, she said it was her annus horribilis, and you know she was forced to pay taxes. So she's always been really adept at maneuvering tweaking how the royal family behaves. When there seems to be a question of why do we have this family? Why do they have these special privileges? But over the years, I mean, her popularity has just gathered more and more power. And her performance during the pandemic, when she gave that We Meet Again speech and really spoke to the world and really rallied the spirits of England and the world when, you know, Boris Johnson and all these leaders were falling to COVID, she really elevated herself in yet another way. But on the flip side of that is that the royal family itself and her heirs are not that popular. You saw what happened with William and Kate on the Royal Jubilee Tour of the Caribbean, you know, where the royal family was called out for their role in colonialism. Then you have Prince Charles, who by all accounts seems to be a man with his heart in the right place. He is not personally as popular. But he will be the next king. William and Kate are very popular, but you saw that there is even a dent in their sort of, you know, in their image because of what Harry and Meghan told Oprah. So there's a lot going on with the family. And the question is, when she goes, because she herself has started to allude in speeches to the fullness of time, she keeps saying, you know, when she goes, what will happen to the monarchy? And will there still be a monarchy in quite the same way?
Well, it's interesting. There is a brand new poll out this morning from Angus Reid. The pollsters in Canada always seem to put out some sort of poll about the monarchy on special occasions. 55% of Canadians are supportive of remaining a constitutional monarchy as long as the Queen reigns. But to your point, this drops to 34% for the same arrangement under a future King Charles. Are our days, do you think, Suzanne, numbered as a monarchy?
It's very possible, and it's hard to say because many times when these things are brought up to a vote, like in Australia, it didn't happen. I think when they deployed Princess Diana and she went and wowed the crowd, and then the whole republicanism just fell away. So when Harry, before everything happened and he left the family as a working royal, Jamaica had come forward and said, you know, they had a new prime minister. Her name was Portia. I forget her last name, but she. They came forward and said, her inaugural speech was, we want to be a republic and no more monarchy. And then Harry was deployed and, you know, he went dancing and then he ran with Usain Bolt. And, you know, then they sort of forgot about the conversation for 7 years. So I think it really depends. When Charles gets in there in the fullness of time, maybe, you know, his environmental policies and everything he stood for all these years will, you know, people will see him in a different light. Queen Camilla will be a problem always for some people. So I just really can't answer that question. Many people are saying, you know, why wouldn't Charles just say, okay, I'm going to pass it to William? Because they feel that he and Kate would have a better chance with their personal popularity. But I think because of what happened with the Queen's father and the abdication crisis with when her uncle left to marry Wallace Simpson back in the 30s, I don't think that they would ever do that. Someone would willingly abdicate the throne ever again. So I just don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, and if you don't know, then who does? I mean, quite frankly, because you are the knowing person of all things royal. As we wrap up our conversation, Suzanne, just give us a little snapshot of what to expect at the Platinum Jubilee celebrations in early June.
Well, I just think, you know, we're going to see, which we haven't seen for quite a few years now, that iconic crowd on the Mall looking up at the balcony with the Queen waving from the balcony, I think for sure. But there's celebrations all through England, and there's celebrations all through Canada. We are covering it in the next edition of Zoomer, which has a 30-page special dedicated to the Queen's Jubilee, where Vivian Vassos, our executive and travel editor, was just there, actually, in England, interviewing some of the people who are putting the Queen's Jubilee celebrations together. And so those are their big celebrations with people all together, which obviously we haven't seen for a while. But also they're doing small things like anybody now. You can go into Zoom, everythingzoomer.com, and read. We have four new stories up in our top nav today. And one of them is 96 things you never knew about the Queen.
Oh, that's good.
She owns all the swans in England. She owns every single one. And she has a crash pad in New York and all these sort of fun things. But the royal family has been doing ever since her ascension day in February, they've been posting a picture from the 70 years of her reign on their Instagram account. So that's kind of a really fun way to celebrate her. And every day you can just go on and you know, find out a new factoid or see a vintage picture of the Queen. And they've also released a reading list, the Platinum Jubilee Committee, of the best books published in the Commonwealth of the Queen's reign. And Alice Munro, you know, and Margaret Atwood, two great Canadians, have made the list, which is fun as well. So there's little personal ways to experience the Jubilee, and we'll all be looking for the massive street celebrations in England on the first weekend in June, when it will be officially celebrated.
Wonderful. Suzanne Boyd, editor-in-chief and publisher of Zoomer Magazine and everythingzoomer.com. Always great talking to you, Suzanne.
So much fun. Have a nice day, guys.